Guys, welcome to Better Bachelor. This is Joker with a face for radio and a voice for print. Tonight, I'm going to talk about, you know, whether love is really a thing that exists anymore. And, you know, a lot of us guys have become bachelors and we've kind of sworn off dating, and or at least a lot of us have. But there are a lot of people here, interestingly enough, that say, I like your advice and it helps me figure out men. It helps me figure out women. Obviously, the first one's coming from women. It helps me figure out how people think. And, you know, that's something I think that's important to us, is that even if you are going your own way and you've decided, you know what, I don't want to be in relationships or anything, I'm always looking for things that help me understand people and the human condition and how people think. And it doesn't mean I'm necessarily right. I'm probably wrong more often than I'm right. But I think it's important to look at things, because as you get older, you get wiser. And what is wisdom? You can't have wisdom from looking at a book. That's kind of more intelligence. You can become very smart, but it doesn't mean that you're wise. It doesn't mean that you understand how everything can come together. And I came across a video, and I don't have it and I can't find it, but I wanted to kind of talk about the subject of that video because it contained a lot of wisdom. And I think it has a lot to do with what's wrong with relationships and dating. And this might be, when I say relationships, it might be between a couple. It might be between a husband and wife. But it also might be between dad and his daughter, mother and son, people in general. And basically the premise was that the way that dating is today is very much like somebody saying, I like to eat chicken, or I like chicken. I love chicken. Chicken is my favorite food. I know this is going to sound weird in the beginning, but hang with me. And so the person says, I love chicken and I can't get enough chicken, all types of food with chicken. But and so that's kind of like how relationships are today, meaning you don't necessarily love the chicken, because you kill the chicken, you cook the chicken, and then you eat the chicken. The chicken is no more. It doesn't exist. But it gave you enjoyment for a brief period of time. And that's what you liked about the chicken. I kind of see this as how dating is today. It's, this person gives me the physical pleasure that I like in the bedroom. This person gives me someone to talk to. This person listens to me. This person may have good money, may be able to support our family. He's tall. He's good looking. Maybe he gives me good genes for a child in the future. And for the guys, we're saying, hey, our bedroom needs get met. You know, she doesn't cheat on me yet. But, and so I'm getting something out of the relationship. The problem is that this is how relationships are today. And from the outside, it seems fine. Like, well, this person gives me what I want. I give them what they want and we're good. The problem is, though, the minute something happens to where you're not getting everything you wanted out of the relationship ends. And it's not necessary that it, not necessarily a bad thing that it ends. For example, if you're a guy dating a girl and she just doesn't want to be physical with you anymore, you say, well, I'm not getting anything out of that anymore. I think this should end. But in the same token, if she really cared about your happiness, she would find it pleasurable. It would make her happy making you happy. And so she would like to do that for you. Same thing goes with if a guy's successful and he's married to or dating a woman that's good with the kids and she is always looking out for his best interests, then he would be happy to provide for her. And that's kind of, you know, when you look back at older relationships, like I talked to my mom and my dad about this recently, I don't know, a couple weeks back. And I asked my mom, why do you love my dad? And she said, well, he's funny and he's intelligent. And he always made sure that I never needed for anything. He always provided for you kids. He always, and she, I don't remember her exact words, but she kind of described out like how he gave up himself for her. And then when I asked Dad, he said, well, she's a good cook and she's, you know, she's more romantic than me. So she helps me with that because he's kind of very, he's just not a romantic guy. He's not really in touch with his emotions much. And he said, she helps me with that. And when the whole conversation had ended, it had basically become, well, this is everything that she gave to me, and this is everything he gave to her. And it was a lot of giving. And I think that's what's different in relationships today, is there's not much giving. There's a lot of getting. And so small or you what's a good way I can put this? You give to the person that you love. And for many of us guys, I think in the end, we felt like we gave a lot and got little in return. And we weren't giving from a selfish place of, well, if I give her this, she'll give me that. It was, I care about her. I want her to be happy, because when she's happy, I'm happy. And I did a video on this a while back, where when men want to test the relationship and see how things are going, they try to make her happy all the time. When a woman wants to test the boundaries and how things are going in the relationship, she puts the relationship in stress and then sees how the guy reacts to the stress. Whether he says, don't worry, I'm going to take care of this, or whether he bails on her, it's a completely different kind of thought process. So let me record this, because I do want to show a picture here and talk about this. And I think this image, I doctored it up a little bit, obviously, but the point I want to take here is, if you look at something like this, you look at the two on the left, be on the left, you can see she's in really good shape. She's got a rocking body. She's toned, and he's kind of pillowy and soft. And then when you look on the couple on the right, he's buff, like he's jacked. I wish I had his shoulders and chest. So he obviously spent a lot of time in the gym, but she's kind of same thing, pillowy and soft and not very good shape. And so when you look at this picture, you could see the inner couple, you know, the guy in the camo pants and the girl in the yoga pants there. You could see that couple dating, because they look to be on the same kind of level. When you look on the outside, you can say, okay, well, they're both overweight and they would probably be the better couple to date. And so here's the actual photo. The reason I blurred out their photo faces in the other photo is because you'd be able to say, hey, well, they're the same couple. The couple on one side, they're both out of shape. They're both out hiking and doing something, but they're both out of shape. Neither one would you say is incredibly attractive or something that would stop and make you look at them as they walked by you. But on the other side, both of them, like girls would stop and look at that guy, and guys would stop and look at that girl. What's the difference? The only difference here is their outward appearance. But when a couple is in love, and when people love each other, they help each other. They give to each other. They motivate each other. They work with each other. And here, instead of him improving and bailing on her, or her improving and bailing on him, they both decided, hey, you know what? Let's both become attractive. If I want to do a hot blonde and you want to do a muscle pound dude, let's become that for each other. And that's what they did. But they found something in each other that they both cared for, and they gave to each other instead of just taking. Now, in the end, does that mean they're still together? In the end, does that mean she didn't leave him or he didn't leave her? No. But the point is, though, that they were a unit. They were a couple. They worked on a struggle together. Obviously, you don't go looking from like what they looked like to what they look like now without a lot of diet, without a lot of work in the gym. This is years of work. But they did it together. And I think that's something that's missing, is that people today in relationships take. They take. He is good looking. He is tall, attractive. He's financially successful. He's popular. He's somebody I want to be with. She might be, you know, beautiful, attractive, someone I can fool around with, whatever it is, intelligent, caring, sweet, whatever. But when one person loses that, then the relationship is over. She got fat. He lost his job and became broke and doesn't have any money anymore. And instead of working through that, instead of giving to the other person to kind of bring them along with that, you know, if you're doing better than your partner is now, too many times people don't try to uplift the person that they're dating and bring them along. They dump them and leave them behind and then jump to the next thing that comes their way. And I think this is one of the big things that both have happened to men in a lot of relationships. I mean, it happens to women too, but I can't speak from the woman's side because, you know, last I checked, yeah, I'm not a woman. But a lot of us guys that are here felt like, hey, I was doing really well, and either A, she left me for somebody she thinks is better. B, she maybe improved herself or improved herself in ways that she thought she could do better, and or cheated, something like that. And I've done videos on how 90% of women that get promotions and outperform their husbands leave their husbands. So I think, and maybe it goes the same way, these guys that are out there that are, you know, good looking, successful, instead of getting a girlfriend that they think they deserve and want to be with and bringing her along, instead they go out and just have casual fun with as many women as they can enjoy. And they say, well, I don't want to get married. I don't want to get burned in the courts and child support and all that stuff. I'm going to just say, stay single and play the field. And what it becomes is everybody is now completely selfish, and there is no more giving anymore. There's no more giving to somebody that you care for, because the truth is, you don't really just love somebody because of the things that they do or what they do for you. You love somebody when you invest in them. And a lot of times people will say, well, you give, you know, it's better to give than receive. And when you love somebody, like at Christmas time, it gives you great joy to bring joy to the other person. And I think that's because when you give to somebody in a relationship, when you love somebody in a relationship, you're giving yourself and who you are and what you are, you're giving that part of you to them. And so what you end up doing is loving, you love them and you love the part of you that is with them, and vice versa. Does this make any sense? I know this is kind of a theoretical thing. You know, I'm working off the top of my head here, but I think this is kind of an interesting way to look at things. As long as people are selfish, as long as people are only looking for what they get out of a relationship instead of what they bring to the table or what they give to other people, and until two people meet up and then give to each other, until that happens, I think that relationships are just doomed to fail. At a certain point in time, one person starts lacking, and instead of the other person helping them along, they just ditch them and start from scratch again. And so I thought this couple, see, and again, I don't know how their relationship has turned out, but I thought it was interesting that both of them improved at the same rate. They helped each other. They both turned out wonderfully athletic and good looking, and they both seem very happy and together and all that stuff. And I think that's a good story. I think that too many times one would outpace the other one and just leave. I don't know. Let me know what you guys think. Did a lot of you have a relationship where you started off and either she fell behind and you left, or she left you because she felt she could do better or stepped out on you or something like that? I'd love to hear what you guys think. And do you feel that you gave into the relationship, but in the end, the giving stopped coming back, and that's ultimately led to the end of things? Let me know what you think. All right, now we're going to do my profile of the week, the dating profile of the week from Tinder that we get to look at and hang our heads in shame. So here we've got our lovely dating profile of the day. She's 33, and she says, "Just so you guys know, I just had a baby a month and a half ago. I live with my baby daddy, and I have herpes. If that doesn't bother you, then let's talk. 33. Guys, I'm gonna put all these dating profiles at the end, kind of as a quick way to wrap things up from here on out. That way, if you want to hang around for them, you can, and if not, you can bail after my main message. Guys, if you'd like to support my work, links are below. As always, if you have, thank you very much. And the best way you can support me is like, comment, share, subscribe, and check out the links below. I'll leave it there. This is Better Bachelor. I'm Joker. And remember, you got to find somebody you can give to. If you're just looking to take, it's never going to last.